Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC in New York.
I love you, so I try to get you. I miss them, I miss you, but the dance floor's right here.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. For music fans, the name Curtis will undoubtedly bring to mind Curtis Mayfield, the soul, funk, and R&B legend behind the soundtrack album Superfly and so much more. But today, we'd like to introduce you to another Curtis who's got a penchant for soul. Curtis Harding. His debut solo effort called Soul Power recently caught our ear, and today, the Atlanta-based musician and his band are here to play for us live in the studio. This song is called Next Time. Here's Curtis Harding and his band live on Soundcheck.
Girl.
That is Curtis Harding and his band live on Soundcheck. The song's called Next Time, and you'll find it on Curtis Harding's debut solo effort called Soul Power, which is out now. Curtis Harding singing and playing guitar, Randy Michael playing guitar, Curtis Whitehead playing the bass, Jonas Willey behind our drum kit, Chris Case playing the keyboards. Curtis, to you and the band, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So the album's called Soul Power, and you describe your sound as sloppin' soul.
Yeah, man.
What is that?
It's the way I describe my sound, man. Because I say sloppin' soul just because sometimes it's messy, and I tend to use, like, things that I figure are left over that most artists, I guess, wouldn't incorporate in their music. You know what I'm saying? So, and you know, you feed slop to the pigs, of course. I'm not calling my music, you know, slop, but it's just the sound, man. It could be funky. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
sometimes slop smells, so it seemed like it was appropriate.
You know, listening to this record, you hear the kind of the soul, the funk, the R&B, and then at one point, I had to turn to the CD player to make sure that I hadn't actually gone to someone else's CD.
Because, oh, man.
You know, I Don't Want to Go Home is like this little two-minute blast of post-punk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got another out-and-out rocker with the track Surf.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, those two tracks I actually did with two Black Lips members, which is probably why the vibe is, you know.
Yeah.
I wrote I Don't Want to Go Home with Jared Swilly, which is actually on their record as well. He's somewhere in New York with us. He wrote down.
Cole Alexander from the Black Lips, and he are in another band together.
Yeah, we have a side project called Night Sun. So it's me, Cole. We started the band, Cole Alexander, Danny Lee from this band called the Night Beats, and Joe Bradley, actually, from Black Lips. He plays drums for us, so, yeah.
Okay. So all of the things that you've done in your career, singing with CeeLo Green, growing up in a family with gospel music in the back, so all of that is part of the slop in the...
It's all, exactly, man.
Yep. All right. Curtis Harding is with us here in the Soundcheck studio. Soul Power is the name of the record. And I've read in a couple of different interviews, you know, although you share a first name with Curtis Mayfield, it seems like your musical role model is someone far more obscure. Tell us who Willie Hutch is.
Willie Hutch is a guy who was signed to Motown. He was a producer, songwriter.
Was he a bass player?
He played all sorts of instruments. Mm-hmm. He played bass, he played guitar. Great singer.
Mm.
He could actually even rap, too. Like, it's crazy. Like, he was on this...
Now, what about you? Do you rap? I mean, you're from Atlanta.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I might do it tonight. We're just working out. We're actually working out like a cover for tonight. So whoever comes out the Glasslands, they might get a treat.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, sometimes we dabble. In the van, we'll ride around and we have like a little session or something.
Okay. Anyway, I interrupted you. You're talking about Willie Hutch.
Yeah, Willie Hutch, man. He was the man. Like, he's one of my idols.
Let's give listeners a chance to hear a little bit of Willie Hutch's music. This is a track called Love Power.
Talking about love power. Talking about love power. Come on, put your hands together. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah. Oh.
So that's a little bit of Willie Hutch, who, as Curtis Harding was just telling us, was signed to Motown, a producer, multi-instrumentalist, songwriter. So that song's called Love Power. Curtis, your record is called Soul Power. And this Willie Hutch piece, you know, that has the sound you know, mid-70s analog recording. Now, you produced your own record, Soul Power. Were you going for that kind of vintage sound as well?
I wasn't necessarily going for any sort of sound. That's just what happened. You know what I mean? Like, I knew I wanted to record it analog just because it sounds great. Like, you know, it sounds better. You know what I mean? But I wasn't going for any sort of sound. I was just writing songs that I like, you know what I'm saying? The style is the style that I enjoy, you know,
right.
The style of music I enjoy. So.
Although as a producer, one of the first decisions you have to make is, am I going to record this in an all-digital studio?
Exactly.
Am I going to go to a place that has analog tape?
And exactly, exactly.
So you opted for the reel-to-reel tape.
I opted for the reel-to-reel tape, man. And I sure did.
And happy with the results?
I am.
Yeah.
I am, man. I had a good team. I had a good group of people, man, working with me, so.
Now, I mentioned before, you grew up in a family of gospel singers.
Mm-hmm. My mom's a gospel singer,
mm-hmm.
and she still sings gospel. She's on the road now, actually.
So how old were you when you started performing music that was not gospel, that was not sanctified sounds?
I think I was maybe 17, 18.
Yeah.
Once I started, you know, rebelling
against
everything that my mother thought was, you know, far away.
And for mom, was it just like, you know, that's the devil's music, or it's still music?
At
go
first,
for it.
At first, yeah, she was really strict about that. She didn't want us to listen to anything. They call it secular. She said, you don't listen to that in my house. But somehow we seemed to find it anyway, you know. So, but yeah, she was really strict.
And when you started listening, was it rock? Was it rap? Was it funk? What were you listening to?
It was all of that. The first record, it was a tape.
Uh-huh.
The first tape I got a hold of that I was able to like actually get myself was a Too Short tape. So yeah, man.
Not suitable for dinner time.
No, not suitable for dinner time at all, man. No, so yeah, man.
Well, the album Soul Power, as you mentioned before, sort of a summation of all these things that you've heard, that you've done, that you've played, and most of the songs written by you, mm-hmm. although Randy helped on a couple.
Keep On Shining.
Yep.
Randy co-wrote that with me. Randy Michael's a guitar player.
Okay.
For the night.
And the song Castaway, which you're going to play for us next, mm-hmm. I mean, what was kind of the touchstone? What were you hearing in your mind's ear when you were writing this?
It's about loss, man, and actually not detaching yourself from the emotions that involve that, you know what I'm saying, in order to continue to live.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's about. It's about actually doing something that's not, in the long run, not really good for you, but in order to get through the day or the week or the year, you don't think about it. You detach yourself, you know
right.
what I'm saying? So that's what it's about.
All right, you want to play it for us?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Curtis Harding is with us here in the Soundcheck studio. He and his band are playing tonight at Glasslands in Brooklyn. And as Curtis mentioned, there might be kind of an unusual cover in the offing for tonight's performance. We'll see what happens. This song is called Castaway. It is another live performance of music from Curtis's solo debut record, Soul Power, in a live performance on Soundcheck.
Castaway, forget your brain, relax yourself, detach yourself, and cast it away. And if they fall is what you do, is what you do. Don't cry at all, it's best for you, it's best for you. Thank you. pain. Relax yourself, detach yourself, and cast it away. When memories ascribe, is what to do. What to do? Just push them aside. It's best for you. It's best for you. So
song's called Cast Away, Curtis Harding and his band live on Soundcheck. The song appears on Curtis's debut solo effort called Soul Power, which is out now. Once again, he and the band playing tonight at Glasslands in Brooklyn. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio, and we're going to hear another song, one that Curtis mentioned just a moment ago, co-written with guitarist Randy Michael. It's called Keep On Shining. It's Curtis Harding and the band live on Soundcheck. Curtis Harding with Keep On Shining. You'll find that on his album Soul Power, but that's a live performance by Curtis and the band here in the Soundcheck studio. Once again, Curtis Harding singing, bit of tambourine on that song, Randy Michael playing guitar, Curtis Whitehead on bass, Jonas Swilly behind the drum kit, Chris Case playing the keys. And So Curtis, I mean, you know, we got to hear a little bit of the falsetto there. It's got to be part of the soul singer's arsenal.
Yeah, man, you got to have that.
And you've done backup singing for CeeLo,
yeah.
CeeLo Green,
yep.
And stuff. But you've also done, you know, kind of more rock-oriented singing and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've been involved in all sorts of genres.
and as an analog fan, as a mm-hmm. guy who chose to produce his debut album, Reel to Reel Tape, are you also a vinyl guy?
Yes.
So the album's out on vinyl.
Yes, it is. It's out on vinyl now. I have some tonight at Glasslands if you guys want to come get it.
And do you buy vinyl? I mean,
I do buy vinyl.
What's the last record you bought?
The last record I bought was actually a Bobby Hebb record. I got it from the thrift store. So I got it for like a dollar.
So how old a record are we talking about?
It's
then?
Pretty old, man.
Yeah, it's like,
it was a good find, man. I was surprised I found it.
So and would you recommend it?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Sunny, man, one of the most covered songs ever.
What about like modern? You know, your
modern. I think the Black Lips was the last record I actually bought.
Yeah,
I was like,
again on vinyl.
On vinyl, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Again.
But it's okay if I listen to your record digitally.
Yeah, man, go for it. Please do. It doesn't matter.
All right, so the album is called Soul Power. It is out now. Curtis Harding and his band playing tonight at Glasslands here in Brooklyn, playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Curtis, it's been a lot of fun meeting you and having the band
Likewise,
here.
Man. Thanks for having us, man.
Lost my mind, I'm about to go.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.